Now, coming up very shortly as well is the Yorkshire Choice Awards, and someone that's up for the Inspirational Individual 2018 is Benjamin Carpenter, who is predicted to be the UK's most inspiring single dad. He joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Now, the headline is that you're the UK's most inspiring single dad. You adopted four children, each with disabilities. Tell us a little bit about your story and how you made a decision to start adopting children.
Yes, so I was 21 when I first started adopting. Obviously, the law states you can be 21 to adopt, and I knew that I wanted to become a dad, and I never seeked a relationship. So I worked within the care sector and working with children and adults with complex needs, and I just knew that I wanted to give back to a child that needed me and my expertise, really.
And I would imagine the authorities make it, I suppose, quite a difficult process to go through to adopt people when you're when you're a single man.
Yeah, I mean, it has its checks, and obviously, it's quite a vigorous check within social services. But you know, if I was just myself, people knew who I was. They knew that, you know, my desire to want to be a father, and it just led from there, really. So one turned into two, and two turned into three, and then before I knew it, I had four children.
Are you any plans for any more, Ben?
It's a never say never. you never say never. I never thought I'd have four children, and I have, and they're four wonderful, wonderful children that bring so much to my life. Never say never, maybe.
Were you always interested in adopting children that had sort of some disabilities that, you say you worked in the sort of care industry? Was that what sort of first what made you think, you know, I could make a difference by helping out some of these kids that haven't got any parents?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I worked within the care sector, and I knew that that's what, with my expertise then, I knew that I could give something back to a child that needed me more than anything. So with my skills of working within the care system, I sort of adapted that into fatherhood.
And I would imagine, you know, your kids have had, you know, differing types of issues, so you've got a sort of different sort of care plans for all four of them.
All four. I mean, so for instance, you know, Jack has autism, whereas Ruby has a lot of, you know, quite complex needs, and Lily is profoundly deaf, and Joseph has Down syndrome. So they all have a different disability and different care needs, if you like.
Yeah, exactly. And the awards that you've been put up for, the Yorkshire Choice Awards, this must make you, well, incredibly proud.
I'm honoured, to be quite honest with you. I really am. I don't know who nominated me, so whoever you are, thank you very much if you're listening. And like you said, yes, it's a voting award, so If anyone could pick up, you know, just get on your iPad and just type in, go on to Yorkshire Choice Awards, and I'm under the inspirational person, and vote for Benjamin Carpenter. It would mean so much to me, but not just for me. I would be winning it and going on to win it for, you know, every adoptive parent out there and every child that has an additional need.
It's an amazing story, Benjamin, and what you've done. There's no doubt. YorkshireChoiceAwards.wufoo.co.uk is the website to go to, and then get onto the forms, and the Choice Awards voting form is on there. Voting closes on the 15th of March. There's a little bit of time, but get online and use the online voting form.
The link that you just read out is an easier way to get there, but if you even just type in Yorkshire Choice Awards, you've got to go straight on. Obviously, it's quite self-explanatory. And just go down to the inspirational section and vote for me. That would be great.
Sounds like a definite thing that everybody should be doing today to start off your 2018. Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thank you all for listening. And vote, vote, vote.